My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, the White House is about ready to brief America on Joe Biden's health. We'll see what they say, but we have breaking news. Dan at the breaking news desk.
One sec. I'm actually trying to make some moves here. I'm going to get a guest on with you here in a second, but
okay.
Some big news. As Steve Keeley's reporting, my dad's reporting over too with Tap Into Camden, New Jersey Office of Attorney General has announced massive, wide-ranging racketeering charges against a name you know very well, Dom, but not for good reasons, George Norcross and others. George Norcross charged with running a criminal enterprise for at least 10 years, or 12 years. Attorney General says that stops today. The Norcross enterprise took the Camden waterfront all for themselves through coercion, extortion, and other criminal acts. As the New Jersey Attorney General announced the case against him, one of his brothers and political associate, George Norcross, is seated in the first row and first seat closest to the podium watching the news conference. I'm giving Tom Cronin a ring right now. We'll have him here in about a minute or so, Dom.
All right, Tom Cronin, head of the Republicans out there in Camden County. Nobody can break this down. What took that length of time if it were so obvious? Well, I'm not a fan of the Attorney General, but on this, I have to be supportive. And what about the brother Don? And what about all these others? For years, we've talked about this. And then you may remember Norcross moved to Florida and said he was getting out of political life. The next time we saw Norcross, it was the dispute of his flag over at the Eagles game supporting Israel. Let's go to Tom Cronin. Tom Cronin. Camden
Let's
County.
Let's get Tom Cronin. There you go.
Yeah, right. There's a Tom Cronin, too. Tom Cronin. The Camden County GOP executive director and chief in charge on a big day here. Tom, did you see this coming? Tell us your reaction.
Well, we've been seeing this coming for a long time, and we've been teased with this for many, many years, unfortunately. This is a solid day for not only Camden County, but New Jersey in general, as a horrible Democratic Party boss is finally going to be brought to task for the things that we all know he does. But no one has ever had the guts that this developer had to finally say what the truth was. AG Plotkin today, did the right thing, regardless of whether it's Phil Murphy or whatever governor. It's not a partisan attack. This is a great day for justice in Camden County in New Jersey.
For us all. A couple of things now. The consequence of this, is there any reason why they would turn on Norcross? In other words, what's your sense of the politics of why, at this point in time, finally, this drops? I agree with you that this has been going on forever.
It has, and we're not done with 2024 elections, and they're super important with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and Curtis Batchelor here in New Jersey actually having their first chance in over decades to finally put a New Jersey senator in Washington, D.C. But this is all about 2025 gubernatorial politics. Phil Murphy and Steve Sweeney and George Norcross are not on the same page. They're blood enemies. And I think that on Phil Murphy's way out the door, this is just one more poke in the eye with a sharp stick to the Sweeney-Norcross team to take them out before there's an opportunity for them to get any traction. This is this is absolutely about 2025 more than anything else.
And, Tom, what does this do now for the stranglehold that you're an incrementalist, which we always support? You know I am, inch by inch, the breakout, and particularly with a guy like Trump, who is a different kind of character. Republican policies are looked at now more. What does it do across Camden County, where the stranglehold has been, I would say, equal to what Philadelphia has been about, at least over the last 20, 30 years?
Wrong with that. One of the issues is this is a super inside baseball type of thing. The average voter in Camden County doesn't really know or understand the name George Norcross. They do know the name Donald Norcross, our first district representative. This is going to be difficult for him. They're going to throw everything out there that you're voting for a felon related to Donald Trump, and I have no problem saying I am voting for the felon. But we're talking about the brother of multiple felons now. I mean, they're indicting Phil Norcross, the brother, one of the brothers. So, and Bill Tambusi, who is the consigliere to the Norcross crime family. This is huge. Politically speaking, I don't know how much of a seismic shift it's going to be, in that most people don't pay that close attention to, you know, the inside information. But this is bad. This is bad for them.
Well, but Tom, excuse me. I meant, though, that, you know, with a shakeup like this, doesn't it weaken the Democrats where you have a shot now, and you've had a lot of energy about the difference between Republicans and Democrats? In other words, when you have Norcross there and you have that kind of power, I would think it's more difficult to break through. Maybe they're weakened a little bit based on this.
So that in and of itself is a whole different answer to your question, and you are absolutely correct in your assessment. This does put a huge crack in their foundation. Now, this is a foundation that goes very, very deep. It's very, very wide, but this is a huge crack. This is not the indictments that came down Friday from the guys from New Jersey Transit. They're low-level slunkies. This is the boss himself was indicted, along with his inner circle, his consigliere, and his chief deputies. This is huge. It'll be interesting to see how many people will be lining up to sing like canaries at this point to save their own hides. Because this is, you know, you've got the guy at the top right now. There's a lot of people lower level that were doing things, including elected officials. Now, I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but where there is smoke, there is fire. And there's a lot of panic in Camden County Democrat world right now. So this is, again, a good day for the people of New Jersey, the people of Camden County, and solidly for the Republicans of Camden County. Finally has George Norcross in the crosshairs of the justice system where he belongs.
Does it do anything now for the governor's race coming up? And by the way, I assume Camden County GOP has not taken, but I don't know, Tom, so I apologize if you have, an endorsement of the three major candidates on the Republican side?
Not yet. And okay, to be perfectly honest with you, we are focused on like a laser beam on 2024. Okay. Donald Trump needs as many votes as he can. We're hoping that he's correct in his assessment. He can win New Jersey, and we want to be part of that. So we're going to focus on our local races and our county races as well. But definitely we're looking at this down the road to be a huge shakeup come January, when we begin the petitioning process to get everybody on the ballot, both Democrats and Republicans. This is a huge, huge blow to the Sweeney-Norcross.
Absolutely.
Taking over the governor's mansion.
Where do we go for all things Camden County GOP, Tom?
You can find us on Facebook at Camden County GOP, and you can swing by our website, which has all of our social media on there as well, at CamdenCountyRepublicans.com.
Thank you, Tom, very much. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks, Tom. Good day for us.
All right, Tom Crone, Camden County GOP. I mean, this guy is arguably, you know, at some points in time, the most powerful figure within the sound of, you know, Talk Radio 1210. I think Rich would agree. Rich, nobody knows Jersey politics better. coming up at 3 o'clock. But this is huge, Dan. Thanks for being on that. And Menendez and now Norcross. It's a close race. Philadelphia corruption, Jersey, the entire state corruption. Is there a more corrupt state? I don't know. Louisiana probably would give them a run, or Chicago. All right, you got the side question today. Hit us with that all-time mascot. We've taken several off the board. 855-839-1210. So our buddy, this is a good idea. We're talking about Pennsylvania. Yeah, Alan, not a guy. Alan sent me an email. Rather than a stream, Dan, that you would have red coloring in it, when Bucks County is going to turn red. If you missed it at the top of the show, it's 200 or more registrations of Republicans versus Democrats. We're down 720 now. More Democrat registrations than Republicans in Bucks County. Let's think about that. Dan, what was the number prior? I mean, it was an enormous 9,000 that Presler usually references. Scott Presler will be on the show tomorrow, and of course with us at Mulligan's on Friday, right there on 310 West Hildreth. We went by the other day. Didn't see the signage up yet, but I'm sure we're going to see the big neon signs, Johnny, we need this time. And it will be spectacular. And I would say sometime in July, we're going to see Bucks County turn red. She suggests when Bucks County turns red, have a venue that can release red smoke like they do with a new pope. Maybe at the Knack with Jim Worthington. There you go, Jim. Jim, what's your idea? Jim, how about this? As soon as we have it turn red, every vote that is red that day, Dan does that number of half marathons.
No.
Okay. I will do a half marathon if we turn it red with Jim Worthington. Oh, man.
You know, I'm walking a mile a day, though, so maybe I
can. I know, with the dog. You can bring all the dogs you want.
I got this
that's
dog.
Right.
And, yeah, there's a lot of
walking that's right.
going on.
You can use the color smoke. There you go. Kind of like the Pope. I like that touch. It's now red. It's going to happen.
Love it.
I mean, we're sitting here. I mean, you may be a new listener, and you're worrying, well, are you guys breaking in? We got presidential stuff with Norcross. You got to understand, this is an empire that is mind-boggling. And you, Dan, you know the Don Norcross story, right? When he came up to me at the Mannion event.
Didn't he get, like, a fight or something?
Yeah, he wanted to fight at the Mannion event.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? I don't think he'll ever come on now, but wow. What a day to see this. Now, he's not convicted of anything. He's just indicted. But Phil Murphy is going after everything and everybody here. And apparently it has something to do with the 2025 race. All right, let's go to some callers here at 855-839-1210. By the way, Larry Krasner now, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, did appoint the special prosecutor. She was waiting for the Commonwealth Court decision. It takes forever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we do have Undermeyer, met all the qualifications. He will be the special prosecutor for SEPTA. But remember, there's a debate about how far off SEPTA stations and tracks and all his authority extends. It could be half the city. The only fly in the ointment, old Larry is going to call on his pals. Here we go again. He's going to the state Supreme Court to say that this is unconstitutional. You can't take away the power of Larry Krasner. I may not get to it today, but definitely tomorrow it's one of the headliners for me. I know how much people care about shoplifting because of how ridiculous this is. I got a piece today where the Ben Salem police, who do a wonderful job, they are posting, apparently, I sent it to Dan, so I think it's right. According to Axios, they're posting the pictures of frequent potential shoplifters. Philadelphia police, Dan, want to do something similar. And, of course, every defense attorney in the world is coming out of the woodwork. And in this story, they say that about 69% of all the shoplifting that went on in Center City stores was caused by, and I don't have the right in front, a very small number of people. You know, like a handful were doing all this. So if you could post these people so that people had a chance to see who they are and be on the lookout. Oh, that's profiling. Yeah, right. So is Larry Krasner going to have to relent a bit on shoplifting since the Philadelphia police are moving in? And over the weekend, they confronted one of these ATV creeps. The guy pulled a gun and he was shot to death. So I know it doesn't seem like it yet, but slowly but surely, under the Parker administration, they're already years ahead of Kenny and what's going on in Philadelphia. And when it comes to cleaning up the city, they're on full blast. So we hope to have the police commissioner, Dan, I think it's the 27th next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, next Thursday.
Next Thursday in studio with us, and we'll take as many of your questions. Either you can send them to me or I'll get you on with the police commissioner. I think they're doing an outstanding job. You got to realize you still have Krasner to contend with, and it's still, you know, difficult in Philadelphia. But this shoplifting report is amazing. And, of course, the Ben Salem police, once again, are on the cutting edge of dealing with this. I'd say Abington does, too. And our buddy out there in Marble, Newtown, or just Marble, I think it's Marble, they have been on top of this, too. And this enrages people because it's just blatant what's going on here, the things that we see. So finally, we're seeing a pushback. Now, the Inquirer says, well, Krasner has changed his rule. No longer can you steal up to $499. I don't believe that. We'll see if the Supreme Court allows this special prosecutor. It's past the Commonwealth Court. What's unconstitutional about it? Krasner will not give up easily, but we're closing in on him. That's the bottom line. All right, the Earl of Tacony is waiting. He's next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl. Afternoon to you.
Afternoon. And, old Joe Camel used to work for P.T. Barnum.
Ah, okay.
But I'm here, first off, for a public service announcement. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Well, that's George Carlin advice, but dealing with the heat, I suppose it's relevant. Usually when we get a heat wave like this, toward the end of the week, we'll probably start getting calls for people that want holes cut in the roofs to release the excess heat, which we don't recommend.
Thanks for that roofing tip.
Do you really get calls like that as a roofer?
Yes. Sometimes when it's really, really hot for an extended period of time, they can't get rid of the excess heat. Now, if you look at most homes, now I know the neighborhood that Dom lives in, and if you go to the back of houses like his and most houses in the city, you'll see that there are vents at the back of the house that allow heat and moisture to vent out of the house. If you cut a hole in the roof, it's not really going to reduce the amount of heat. And also, in the winter, you're going to end up losing heat anyway because we're cutting a hole through there. So my recommendation is, if you have double-hung windows, which is windows that, you know, go halfway up from the bottom and halfway down from the top, especially on the upper floors, if you're sleeping at night and the room doesn't cool down even with an air conditioner, lower the window from the top down just a little bit. And because all the heat rises, And if you lower it from the top down, the heat that's in the top will vent out of the room. If you lower it from the bottom, all the heat is still in the ceiling. And if all that heat's trapped in the room, if you're running your air conditioner, what you're doing is you're trying to cool down that hot air. If you lower the window just a little bit, and you can still run the air conditioner in the room, the cold air will force the warm air out of the top of the window and will allow the room to cool faster.
Good recommendation. Nice. Tom Jones will be having some of those recommendations, I'm sure, on Friday.
But, I just thought I'd get that out to the audience because, some people don't realize that, heat rises and the cold settles. So even if you run the air conditioner, the cold's not going to, you're saying, well, I'm going to run the air conditioner and it's going to blow out the window.
Yes.
No, the cold's going to stay, toward the lower floor, the lower part of the room, and it'll push that warm air out and the room will cool a lot faster.
Very nice. Who's your mascot?
I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go for a twofer. I'm going to go with the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Leo, the MGM Lion, and to a lesser extent, the Mary Tyler Moore MTM Kitten.
Oh. Hey, before you let him go.
I'm sorry.
I wanted an answer on the Tom Jones thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to press him on it. I'm told don't be pressing, Dom. Yeah, but he's going to do it. In the end, he's going to do it.
Once he sees the camaraderie, will nudge him.
Oh, yeah,
nudge him into the microphone, in front of the microphone.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you got it on Dom Day. All right, I think Joe's got a good one, particularly given The Office and Steve Carell. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good Monday afternoon. After I provide my answer, I have a comment.
Sure.
In Germany, there is a brand of beer called St. Pauli Girl. Mm. And on every bottle of St. Pauli Girl beer, there's a picture of a beautiful, buxom German maiden.
Yes. The Office had several episodes around that. Exactly, Joe.
And my comment, I have four favorite callers.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Joe, Rushmore.
Okay, hold on.
All right, ready.
All right. Very long drum. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
A Duke of Earl is court jester.
Oh, okay.
Cousin Brucey and Leslie are Victor Herbert's Babes in Toyland.
I don't know if these are insults or not. They're way over my head. These are too smart for me. One more,
Joe. No, I think they're very good.
Who's the final one on the Mount Rushmore?
And Joe Alexson is the in-house guru.
Hold on. Can you nominate yourself for something like this?
Of course he can. He's Joe Alexson.
Okay. Yes,
he
can.
He has special powers to do that. Yes.
Why not? I like myself.
Joe, you are amazing.
Oh, Joe, you're amazing. Joe, you got to come on Friday. What do we have to do, Dan?
I have to get on the phone with him is what I have to do.
We have to put him at the head table there, just he and Scott Presler together.
Oh, man.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk with a guy who is going to be entertaining.
Were those compliments or not, though, that he was giving earlier?
Yeah, they were compliments, okay. Yes. The Wolf is with us next. And his band is our second house band last year after Neil Diamond. This year, it's Bad Company, Tom Jones. Dan is like this, what was the guy's name? Bill Graham, I think, was the rock impresario who warred with the Stones, the Beatles, and everybody else. Dan managing major tribute bands to come to Dom Day now. It's on his resume somewhere, I believe. and it's amazing, Dan, if we could someday reveal all the people that have been invited to Dom Day. Why not? You never know. They might show up there. It's going to need a lot of space. Let's go. Let's go to Wolf here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wolf, welcome back. Thanks for playing with us today. Thanks for being on board.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having us. Let me tell you, Dan is a natural Bill Graham.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for the comment.
He probably doesn't know who Bill Graham is, the Fillmore and all that. That guy, yes.
Another one, I don't know whether it's an insult or a compliment, but I'll take it.
It's a compliment. Yeah. He was a big-time promoter. He handled Zeppelin, Bad Company, Aerosmith back in the day in the 70s. He was responsible for bringing all these bands and, you know, bringing them over and making them all like what they are today. So it's a good compliment. You're doing great.
You ever associate with Bill Graham? I mean, you've been around with everyone, it seems like, when we converse.
With me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no, I was never that lucky. I'm not that old, Dan.
No.
All right, so Bill Graham and Dan, once again, a cultural reference. Okay, Wolf. Now, why this name Wolf all of a sudden? I got a whole bunch of names I have to memorize for this Friday. I'm just going to call you Wolf.
It should be easier than the full name, Dom.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, so I'll be doing that.
Well,
there we go. Yes.
Well, it is what happened. I'll make it real short. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I was playing in a band called The Rock. This is like in the middle 90s, and I used to have a Ford Bronco, and you know how the tire, to have a spare tire, used to be on the back. Mm-hmm. Well, my brother-in-law decided, he knew this lady that painted tire covers, and he just threw it on my car, and it was a picture of a wolf. So I pull up to the club, and I back up, and the sound tech sees the back of the tire cover and starts going, "Wolf, wolf." I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" That was in 1995. So half the people I talk to don't even know my real name. They're like, "Oh, you know Anthony Starwood?" No, Wolf. Oh yeah, we know him. He's a drummer.
Just call him Wolf. That's what we'll use on Fridays.
And that's it, Wolf. That's fine.
You played for the great. I heard Angelo on Dan the other day on WIP. It was unbelievable stuff. Outraged that Will Chamberlain wasn't on a Mount Rushmore, but you played for Angelo's great debate, and sometimes. What's your best story on that? That used to be on Comcast, I guess. I know a brawl could break out there in any second. So, what did you witness?
It was really cool. The band I had actually did it for 2 years, and I witnessed a really really cool story. The cool thing was so we used to eat dinner, and it was at Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. So we were up like in the catwalk. And then, we're getting something to eat, and all the guys are there. John Clark from Channel 10, and I actually met Scott Hartnell there and some people. Well, anyway, I hear these people playing songs, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I go up there. What's his name? Al Morgani was playing the guitar, and Marty Bystrom was on my drum set.
Well, wait a minute. Dan, didn't you say that's my rider? I'm allowed to play with the drums of any group that we have, Dan,
oh, yeah,
right?
don't suggest me. You know Wolf's going to let it happen, Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I love that suggestion because I just heard you say Stocker's going to be there. We got a whole band right here. You got the Earl of Tyconi, Bro Stocker on the drums, Dan on guitar, and whoever else wants to pitch in.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. That might work. And, Wolf, I hear that you've acted, too. What roles have you played?
Yeah, well, what happened was about 4 or 5 years ago, I went to an open casting call. They were looking for a drummer with longer hair to play in this Planet Fitness commercial. So I walked in the place on Allegheny Avenue, and I walked in. There was like 150 drummers there. I knew a lot of them. I actually tried to walk out, and my friend actually kept me there. And lo and behold, long story short, I wound up getting the role. So I was on this national commercial for like 2 weeks for Planet Fitness. And after that, a girl took some headshots. And then I was in the mayor of Easttown. I was in I just got finished doing some work for Apple Plus TV on Catamount.
Okay, very nice.
The picture's going to be coming out. And then I actually found my way into the union after all these years. So last year I was actually afforded the opportunity to get in the union. And then, I played a werewolf a wolf, a zombie. And I forget what the movie was. It came out, it was on Netflix. But yeah, so I just start doing stuff like that. And then little by little, you know, they just call me for acting parts and background parts. And the thing on Apple Plus TV I did, I had to play a biker. I went and did that, and then I wound up getting the union. But, Dom, I got to tell you, I know you're real fanatical about your hair.
Yes.
I think I might have you a little beat. My hair's a little longer than yours, but, you know, I like to keep my hair nice, too, so we might have to...
We're going to hair it. Now, Dan, news, Roe has agreed to stroke my hair there, to pull my hair, whatever to suggest. Oh, yes.
Can we do that while Burning Sky Place feels like making love? Am I not going to try to get it well?
Exactly.
Roe has agreed. We're going to shut this Tony guy up out there. So, Wolf, we will put the two hairs side by side. Now, where do people find your band and everything about you, Wolf, in case they miss Friday, which is impossible, but what do they do?
Nope. So we have a website. It's www.theburningskyband.com. All our information is there with upcoming shows. We have a Facebook page, and it's the same thing, The Burning Sky Band, New Jersey. We're all over the place. We have a Google for business page. If you just put Burning Sky Band, we'll come up. We actually have, right after we do your event on Friday, we're going, we have a show to do at the Blue Arrow Farm. It's in Pine Island, New York, and we're going to be playing there. It's a big festival they have. We're actually going to be playing side by side with a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and we have some other dates coming up. We play the Landis Theater in October. There's some stuff. You can find us on the website. Everything's right there.
Wolf, we will enjoy this on Friday, and particularly the hair. Can't wait, Wolf. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you much so, guys. Dan, keep up the good work. You know, you might have a shot.
Thank you, Wolf.
You might have the next Bill Graham.
Thank you, Dan. Dan will show up in a mogul out there. All right, I'm coming.
Getting bigger by the minute.
Yeah, it's a lightning round.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but Catamount, that series, he was talking about Sinking Spring. Yeah. That's the one that Real Guido is also going to be in. So now we know a cop that's in the show and a biker.
All right. Well, they need a talk show host and producer or producers, we're ready to go.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.